All right. And we are going to be continuing to go with a part two of the message that we heard last week. Before we do that, we want to thank Brother Jacob Roseberry, who has been so diligent to upload all of these messages to our system. And we want to talk a little bit about the message we heard last week, part one, from Brother Lambeth, God's Search for a Miracle. What a title, God's Search for a Miracle. It's not our search for a miracle. It's not us looking for a miracle from God, but God searching for a miracle. Before we go further, I want to say, I hope Brother R. Darama is on the call tonight. We know that he's been going through it. There's several people who have been going through some trials and some tests in recent times. I don't think Brother R. was able to go to one or both of the services here this weekend, but we want him to know that we're praying for him. And those of us that have been at home suffering with pain and other other situations in our lives right now, we are praying for all of us. You are all family members, members of the body of Christ. And when you feel pain, we are feeling pain. When you're suffering, we are suffering as well. So we want you to know that we're praying, we are fasting, and we're binding together in the name of Jesus for whatever the need may be. Back to the title, God's Search for a Miracle. If you listened to the message last week, part one, it was anointed. And I don't think Brother Lambeth got too far into his message for the first 20 minutes or so. He kept talking about God's search for a miracle and us needing to make sure that we're in the right place. In the right place. All right, Brother Art Drama just texted. He's on the call. All right, Brother Art, he's on the call. Thank you, Brother Art, for that. So God is searching for a miracle, but he's searching for the right vessel that has the faith, that's willing, that is willing to be the hands, the feet, and the mouthpiece for that miracle. He talked about Mary, the mother of Jesus, and he talked about how that in history, she may have only been 14, 15, 16 years of age. Back in those days, yes, they were much, much younger, the brides-to-be. And she was in the right place for the miracle that God was searching to give the world. So I'm going to stop now before I continue. We may add a little bit of a footnote at the end, but we're going to continue to hear part two of Brother Lambeth's message, God's Search for a Miracle. Here we go.
I'm letting it sink in a little bit. God's got a plan. He's looking for a miracle. So here was Mary. Stand as long as you want. Sit down when you please. Here was Mary. Just. I got to go back over it again. Just living a righteous life. Hear what I'm saying. Living God's way. I believe with all of my heart that God is here tonight with a miracle. Somebody. Now, the problem came up was as this huge angel showed up in her room. She blew out the candle and the angel showed up. This humongous, huge, is in the Bible? No, it's in Brad's mind. Huge angel. Mary! You found favor in God's eyes. You got a miracle. Got to connect it up to the plan. And this, the Bible says that Mary was troubled. Mary was troubled. Here's a 16, my take on it. 16-year-old girl. Minding her own business, but serving God. Just serving God. Just serving God. Just living right. in you here tonight that want a miracle in your heart, I come in the Holy Ghost today. I've got a burden on my heart tonight for somebody here. I've got a word from God for somebody here tonight. God's got a plan. He's looking for a miracle. So this angel showed up. The Bible says she was troubled. She didn't really understand what was going on. I wonder how many miracles the angel has taken back home. Because they became possessed with fear and afraidness. I came here in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. To rebuke the spirit of fear. Rebuke the spirit of fear of a miracle in your life. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. I'm tired of seeing the angel go back home. Carry the miracle back home. I wonder how many times God has knocked on your bedroom door and tried to speak to you, said, I need you for a miracle. My God, have mercy. This is much bigger than me. Oh God, help me today. Help me today, God. Give me the strength to preach. This is so much bigger than you realize. There's some of you just looking at me. I feel sorry for you. But I wonder how many times an angel has knocked on your door wanting to give you a miracle. And for the fear, for the afraidness, in spite of the angel, in spite of the bright light in the room, in spite of all the glory and the glamour of the Holy Ghost dwelling and hovering all over you, yet you pushed away in fear and said, no, I'm afraid. I don't know what this means. I wonder how many people are here tonight that you're bound and tied down with the spirit of fear. It's little wonder that the angel has to go back constantly carrying the package back. God, I couldn't find anybody. Are there any volunteers here that my God? Don't be troubled, Mary. I rebuke the spirit of fear has been binding you and keeping you from accepting from God the miracle He wants to give you. My God, have mercy. My God, have mercy. How many singers do we have in this building that God has anointed your lips to sing, and out of fear you walked away? How many times has God come to you and say, hey, I've got the answer, and you sighed away for afraidness that the answer may be bigger than what you expected?
I wonder what preacher is here tonight that has shied away from God's full plan for your ministry, and you were afraid to venture in. Mary was troubled. My God, have mercy. Ooh, I'm walking. I got a little road to go yet. I rebuke you, spirit of fear. Bible says Mary was troubled. What meaneth this? What's going on? Ooh. Ooh. I've got a plan, Mary. I've got a plan. Now I'm looking for a miracle. Then the angels spoke up. Said, Mary, behold, your cousin. Go back and read it. When Elizabeth got her miracle. Now, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself here for a few minutes. When Elizabeth got her miracle, the Holy Ghost told her, you go and you hide yourself. Don't you step out of your house. You go and lock the doors and you lock the windows. And here's this old woman excited about having a baby. And the Holy Ghost told her, you go and lock yourself in. Don't you step out. Don't you step out of the building. Don't you open the window pane. Don't you go to the store to buy milk. Don't you go to the store to buy bread. Don't you go visit your next door neighbor. You stay in the house, locked in the house. Ooh. Because there's a girl, your cousin. And there's a spirit of fear that's going to try to destroy her. And I've got to... I've got to have it to where when she speaks her fear, I'll tell her, go down to Elizabeth's house and knock on the door. I'll take care of that fear. You go down the road and you knock on Elizabeth's door and see where your fear goes. You see, the God that I serve, He's got multi-miracles from top to bottom, side to side. And He can do away with your fear. I don't think I can do it. I think it's too big for me. I'm nervous. I'm scared. Go down to church and walk in the building. And listen when Elizabeth stands up and starts testifying. Come on to church on the 16th of July in James Knight Auditorium and walk in the building. Bring your fear in with you. God's got a word for you tonight. Rebuking that fear and walk out of that door.
on. Come on, raise your hands. I'm not through yet, but you get with the show. God's got a miracle. And he's looking for you. Now there's a... Oh God, help me. I'm moving a little bit deeper here now. You got to stay with me. Got to stay with me. I bring you a word from the Holy Ghost for you. Stay with me. Stay with me. So here God's got a plan. He's looking for a miracle. He's looking for a miracle. He walked into Mary's bedroom in a bright light. He dealt with Mary's fear. There's still people in this house tonight, right now. You're afraid of God. You're afraid of committing yourself to the miracle. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. You're afraid that God will ask too much of you. You're afraid the miracle will be too big. My God, have mercy. Okay. We'll look for somebody else.
All right.
God's got a plan. And he's looking for a miracle. There's a catch to all this. I have to tell you in the Holy Ghost tonight. Really, there's two steps that I've got to tell you about for the miracle to happen in your life, for God to choose you. Feel the Holy Ghost here, walking real slow in the Holy Ghost. I feel the way I feel right now. I probably won't be too much preaching tomorrow night, so you better get what you can get tonight. But I got a word for you tonight. I've got a word for this church here tonight. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. So the angel showed up, said, Mary, you're going to have a baby. His name will be Jesus. He's part of my plan and you're part of my miracle. Mary showed forth her fears and her afraidness. And I don't have time to go into that, but this fear, the angel trying to get these fears overcome. Behold, Mary, your cousin Elizabeth. She's expecting a baby. Did you know that? No, I didn't. Yeah, I told her to lock herself away because I knew I'd have to jumpstart your faith. I knew I'd have to jumpstart you. The Holy Ghost sent me here tonight to jumpstart somebody here tonight. God's got a plan, but he's looking for the miracle. So after all of this was said,
if I can get it across. She saw the angel. She manifested her fear. The angel dealt with her fear. And finally, Mary said, "Be it unto me according to your word." You see, there's no miracle if you don't agree. Oh, Jesus, help us tonight.
Hallelujah.
I'm getting ahead of myself again, maybe. But I wonder how much the angel told Mary of what was going to happen. You see, every miracle has a price. And every miracle has an instruction booklet that goes with it. It's not just saying, "Woo, woo, hallelujah, here I am, let's go for it." It's not an amusement park ride where you feel glee for 30 seconds. Talking about God's plan. And God doesn't fool around with His plans. He's looking for a miracle, but He's looking for somebody that can say yes to the whole package. It's easy to say yes when you think it's free of charge. But I came in the Holy Ghost to talk to somebody here. You want a miracle? If you say yes, you're saying yes to the miracle and yes to the instruction booklet that comes with the miracle. "Hey, Mary, I've got a miracle. It's hard to say yes at times. And there's people here tonight, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because the Holy Ghost has spoken to you time after time. Try to give you a miracle of salvation. Give you a miracle of holiness. Trying to give you a miracle of a calling of God. And every time God comes up with the package miracle, you shied away from it. Say, "Well, Mary's instruction booklet showed up when she took baby Jesus to be presented in the temple. The man of God began prophesying. He said, 'Mary, your soul will be pierced through as a sword.'" Yeah, you can have the baby. You can have the miracle. There's a price to it, sir. And I came in the Holy Ghost tonight, asking you what your answer is going to be to God's miracle. My God.
for somebody that can say, yes, and I accept the clauses. I accept the pain. I accept the shame.
All right. Yes.
Say, well, maybe in my case it won't be that way. Maybe not. Maybe not. But when you say yes, you can't choose the clauses afterwards. Ooh, ya, ra, 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 ya, ya. The Holy Ghost has spoken, and I'm moving out of the way. My God, have mercy. God's search for a miracle. I want every head bowed. I never do this. This is the second time I've done it. I want every head bowed. God has sent me here tonight. Very likely to be the last message I'll preach. I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow. Brought me with a word for somebody here or for this congregation. God's got a plan for your life. And He's looking for somebody that wants the miracle. He'll deal with your fears if you'll let Him. But He's looking for somebody here tonight that will say, yes, unconditionally, yes. Knowing that if you say yes, there is a distinct possibility that the miracle brings a sword that will pierce your heart. Knowing distinctly that the miracle may deem and determine that you do such and such a thing. You know what I'm talking about. God's not giving out miracles tonight free tonight. He's looking for somebody that can say yes. Unconditionally, yes. Now, in just a few seconds, I want to ask you that are willing to say yes unconditionally. I want to ask you to stand and raise your hands and tell God that you accept the miracle. But please, I beg you in the Holy Ghost, don't do it unless you can really say yes. Because if you can't really say yes, God is going to move elsewhere. He's got to have the miracle. You hear what I said? He's got to have the miracle. He's just looking for who it's going to be. Is there anybody in the house tonight that can say yes to God unconditionally? Unconditionally. In spite of your fears, in spite of the sword, in spite of the pain. Say yes to Jesus tonight. God bless you.
Pastor Mead. Pastor Mead.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wow, what can I say here? What a message. What an anointing. I've made several notes here, but I'm not even looking at the notes right now. I hope everyone in the last few moments had their eyes closed, their heads bowed, and it felt like we were there whenever that message took place 10, 12 years ago. I hope everyone was able to soak in and absorb the message, yes, the words, but the anointing and the miracle. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, why don't we just pray right now and ask the Lord to continue to let this Spirit, this anointing, to flow through each and every one of us. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this message. We thank you for this anointing, Lord God. We thank you for the miracle that you have provided for our church, for our individuals, for everyone, Lord God. Everyone, whatever they're dealing with, whatever we're dealing with, whether it be pain in our body, suffering, a trial, a test, a situation in our life, in our family's lives, Lord God, we're asking you. We're asking you, Lord God, to allow this message to minister to us deeply, profoundly, Lord God, the way that you intended for this message to reach us. You knew this message. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. You know what, everybody? I'm thinking right now, the Lord knew 10, 12 years ago that we would be listening to this very message on this Monday night with everything that we're going through in our church as individuals and as members of the body. He knew what we were going to be dealing with, and this message is hitting it dead on and on the nail's head, as it were. Praise God. Praise God. And I want to encourage everybody, if you did not listen, if you were not able to listen to the first part of this message from last Monday, please go onto our website and search out the first part of this message that was recorded last Monday night. You need to get the entirety of this message and get the entirety of this anointing. Praise God. There is something to this. And I'm going to be very honest with you. When Jacob sent me these message titles, several of them, more than 15 or 20 of them in the last week or so, for some reason, this title, when I read it, it grabbed a hold of my attention. I saw who the speaker was, but the title, something about the title got a hold of me, and I'm so glad that I was sensitive enough, not that I knew any better by any means, but I was sensitive enough to the Holy Ghost to be able to choose this message, and I know that it was the right timing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Boy, we could just continue to pray. I feel like going into a prayer meeting right now, everybody. You know what? Why don't we one more time just pray together and ask the Lord that he would go ahead and give us the right anointing and the right mindset to be able to listen, to pray throughout the rest of this week so that the Lord would provide the miracle. Praise God. Why don't we do that right now? Praise God. And right now, I just went ahead and muted everybody. Why don't we hear each other's voices praying together that the Lord would continue to allow this anointing to flow? Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the message that we heard tonight, Lord. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for the message, Lord God. I'm asking you, Lord God, to allow it to pierce you just as that sword piercing the heart of Mary. Let your anointing pierce our heart and our spirit and our mind, Lord God, so that we'd be able to get a hold of this message, get a hold of this anointing, Lord God, and we'd be able to do your will, whatever it is, Lord God, for our church and for our families, because you are wanting to provide a miracle through each and every one of us, in each and every one of us, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 And thank you, everybody, that has been on the call. If you want to continue your own prayer meeting tonight, please feel free to do that. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Amen.